So how often do you think about your priorities? How often do you weigh them in your head and in your heart to help you decide what's most important? What should I be doing today, tomorrow, the next day? Hi, I'm Bernie Dimet, and welcome again to Fresh. Most don't spend much time at all thinking about their priorities because they're too busy reacting to whatever life throws at them, dealing with the ups and downs of their emotions, and oftentimes simply keeping their heads above water. Sound familiar? And the overriding considerations for most of us are, first and foremost, security and survival, simply making it through. And secondly, comfort. Hey, we all want to be safe and comfortable. So without even thinking about it, that's the path more often than not that we tend to head down. Am I right? And when life throws terrible things at us, we, in shock and horror, go into self-preservation mode. Not the Apostle Paul, though. He had a different set of priorities. Acts chapter 20, verses 22 and 23. But now I must obey the Spirit and go to Jerusalem. I don't know what will happen to me there. I know only that in every city the Holy Spirit tells me that troubles and even jail wait for me, which, as things turned out, was exactly what was waiting for him in Jerusalem. So what drove him in that direction? How could he take that road? Verse 24, I don't care about my own life. The most important thing is that I finish my work. I want to finish the work that the Lord Jesus gave me to do, to tell people the good news about God's grace. Friend, get your priorities straight. That's God's word, fresh for you today. And when things are tough, when you set your heart on completing God's call on your life, you can trust Him. That's why I'd love to send you a free copy of our latest life application booklet. It's called Promises You Can Depend On. To request yours, stop by at christianityworks.com and you'll see that free offer right there toward the top of the homepage. Again, that's christianityworks.com.